speaking up and saying what you only wish you could. Here's Gruber.
Driving around Michigan, still a bit of a, come on, it's a slalom run. If you don't want to get your car eaten by the potholes, and man, it's pothole season, isn't it? It's gone from bad to worse as it does this time of year. The good news is there are roads being fixed. At least we're getting started and heading in that direction. My next guest, James Holman, director of the fiscal policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And they have a plan to fix the roads without tax increases, so I'm interested in that. James, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. You know, I was sitting with the former Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly last week, who said, you know, before we start raising taxes, we might want to get everything implemented that was already passed and put in motion, because some of those things are still ramping up. Is that part of your answer? You're going somewhere all new?
So, I mean, the end result for how to fix the roads is to look within the budget. I mean, we have a growing budget. It's increased $7.6 billion since 2011. And, in fact, it's growing. It just grew $1.2 billion between what they originally budgeted last year and this year. So to get to $1.9 billion in extra road funding is pretty easy. And like the former lieutenant governor said, we're already devoting more of our resources to the roads right now. The question is whether we're going to look for it within the resources that Lansing is getting, which are growing, or whether they're going to push those costs onto taxpayers.
I thought we saw an increase in help me here, James, but I thought we saw an increase, year-to-year increase in the budget of $3.4 billion from the last budget to this one. Are you saying that's accurate and we just added $1.2 billion additional?
So I'm only talking about state resources, so the money from the state's taxes and fees.
I got you.
There's some federal money in there, too.
All right, fair enough. But overall, the numbers keep going up and up and up. And so how is it that we keep spending more and more money in Michigan and yet we just somehow can't get our roads fixed?
Well, these are long-term problems. They've been asking for additional resources to fix roads since at least as far as 2002, and if memory serves, and they just didn't get anywhere with the calls until roads started going in the wrong direction. And at that point, it takes more money to fix them. So we've gradually been increasing the resources that we're devoting to the roads. Now, they're not always going to the roads that are most traveled. So those are trunk line roads, the interstates, the in the M-numbered roads, like those, that carries over half of all traffic in the state of Michigan, and it doesn't get half the resources, and that's fine. But if we're trying to make the roads better for everyone, you got to prioritize those a little bit more. And in fact, the governor's proposal calls for more of the tax revenue to be spent on those roads and less to be spent on local roads.
All right. So you believe that we can get what we need by taking a look at what we're already spending and what we're already collecting. So the whole notion of a 45-cent gas tax to you, then, is absurd.
Well, it's not absurd in that I would prefer that if we pay for the roads by assessing taxes onto the people that use the roads, and so fuel taxes, some registration taxes. But I think there's a way that we can afford to do that and shift around resources without having to ask more from taxpayers. And in fact, it's probably a bad idea just to raise gas taxes by 45 cents by itself, because, you know, if we raise $2.5 billion or $1.9 billion, again, it's a $2.5 billion tax hike, but only $1.9 billion of it goes for the roads. That's just too much money to be too quickly. We need to gradually do this. Let the markets adjust so that we can efficiently and effectively spend this spend additional resources for the roads, and that's what we've been doing.
How is it though that Michigan, we spend more than all of the states around us already, and some states significantly more. We collect more on gas taxes, as an example, than any state around us, and yet the roads in Indiana and Ohio and Illinois and Wisconsin seem to be better than what we have here. They spend less, and they get more. Why?
So I was just looking at those numbers, and while we do tax more in general, we spend less, and it's solely due to one factor, and one factor only, and that's Michigan's one of the rare states where we place sales taxes on the sales of gasoline. Most states don't do that. They just say, look, it's already taxed with this excise tax. That's all we're going to get from these fuel sales. So Michigan's sales tax doesn't go to the roads. It goes to schools, local governments, and a little bit to the state's general fund. And some of that general fund money does get spent on the roads. But for the most part, it's diverted out to other sources. Michigan's a rare place that does it that way. There have been discussions about switching that sales tax to that excise tax.
Right.
And that would mean more money for the roads, but it would mean less money for the schools. So that's been the problem of getting that through in Lansing.
Right. The problem with taxpayers is we feel like we get told one thing and then it never quite works out that way. Hey, we're going to pass the lottery here and all that money's going to go to education. And yet somehow that gets shifted around, or we're going to do proposal A and that's going to get, but that gets pushed around and remanipulated, So for taxpayers who've been told these things a few different times, pardon us for being skeptics.
Yeah, so that's why I think the governor's plan by itself, just his initial proposal, is a non-starter. Again, you can't call for $2.5 billion in tax hikes and only spend $1.9 billion of that on the roads. I think that's just a bridge too far for most taxpayers. Now, what you've kind of seen with all these diversions in different shifts is just simply that priorities change. The question is how much money Lansing has to play with, not whether they can accomplish their goals with the resources that they have.
Yeah, there you go. Well, this conversation long from over, as you know, it'll go on until we're all driving on pristine, Daytona 500 type roads, I guess. Until then,
I would be surprised. I think MDOT kind of knows that, look, having all the roads in perfect condition is probably not the best way to spend our money.
Probably not. James, good having you here. James Holman, Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. James, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
You have a quick break. It's 25 after here on the Steve Gruber Show. Ahead on the program, Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation. What's left? What's left of the Democrats today? The wreckage. We'll explore it straight ahead.